Okay, the next parak we have here in Divrei Hayamim Beis in Parak Chav Zayin, the 27th parak, is about Yotam. We don't know, we don't have so much about Yotam in the text. We have one, a short parak here, only 9 psukim. We also have at the end of Malachim Beis, the end of Parak Tezvav in Malachim Beis also. Not much said about Yotam, but what we do know is that he was great. We know he was a very positive king, even though he came from his father, and he had a son who was off. But he, in the middle, Yotam, right? He was a shining light in the middle of these terrible kings of that led Bnei Yisrael astray. And we have Yotam in the middle, which I guess they have a little schus for. Ben Esra v'shachameh shana Yotam Amalcho, 25 years old. V'sheish ha-zeshrana malach v'yishlam, and he was king for 16 years. V'shem imo Yerusha bas Tzadok. And the Pasuk says, v'yas ha-yashar b'nei Hashem. He did the yashar, he did straight. K'chol asher asa uziyah aviv, like his father did, meaning the good things that his father did, like we had in the last parak. Rak lo boel heichal Hashem v'od ha-mashchisim. What was the only, he didn't come to the Heichal Hashem. So, Pashup Shat, that means that he didn't do the sin of his father that came to the Heichal Hashem, that wanted to give the Torah. That's the Pashup Shat. Voda Mashchisim, even though he was not successful in influencing the Am. But he was a tzaddik. He was a tzaddik himself. If you look at the Gemara in Sukkah, on Daf Memhei, the Gemara says an amazing statement. The Gemara says, Memhei Amabes. Amar Chizkiya Amar of Yirmiya Bishimr of Shimr by Yochai. Yochal ani liftaras kol olam kula min adin. I could come up and exempt. I could pater with my zechus. Rashi says, ani sovel kol avonoseihem upocha min adin. I will bear their sins. Right? With my zechuyos. Liftaras kol olam kula min adin miyom shedev reisi adata. From the time that I was created, my whole lifetime. Miyom shedev reiti avadata. Just me alone, I could save the world from punishment or with everybody from my time period. V'ilmale Elazar b'ni imi, and if my son Elazar was with me, who was with me in the cave all those years, miyom sheniver ha'olam ad achshav, I could go from the time the world was created until now. Not just my lifetime, but all the lifetimes in the world, from the time of B'riyas Olam until now, I could pater, if my son Elazar was counted with me. V'elmale Yotam ben Uziyahu imanu, and if Yotam, the son of Uziyah, was with us, miyom sheniver ha'olam ad sofo, from the beginning of time until the end of time, we'd be able to pat to the world. So wow, Rav Shmuel Yochai puts himself and his son and Yotam in the same paragraph. Look at Rashi there, Rashi in Sukkah, Memhei. Yotam ben Uziyahu, tzadik haya, v'anav yoser mishar malachim. He was an anav more than all the other kings. Vizacha b'kibud aviv. He did a lot of kibud aviv. Alav namar ben yechabed av. That's what the pasuk says in Malachi. A son honors a father. I guess he didn't quote the pasuk about the mitzvah of kibud aviv, but this is the reality. Shekal ayamim. What do you see? That shekal ayamim shayaviv mitzora. All the years that we know this because we just did the previous parak. All the years that his father was a mitzora. His father that Uziyah had saras. For who are shofet amaretz, and he was the shofet kidachziv v'yotam ben amelech alabayis lo natal alav keser malchus b'chayiv. He didn't call himself the king. For called dinim hayadon omer b'shem aviv. Whatever he said in the name of his father. He gave his father the credit, even though his father was sitting there with saras after doing a terrible avera, bringing the ktores. But still, he didn't take the credit. He was a tremendous anav. That's the gemara. If you look in the mefarish here, again, the mefarish. We're assuming it's not Rashi, but it is a rishon. The mefarish here says he was the greatest, the most perfect king, from before or from after. Look what the Mefarish says on Pasuk Beis. He quotes a mistake, a chait of every single king before and after Yotam, except for Yotam. Look what he says. He quotes Rosh Hashanah. He quotes a girsa of Avram Avinu. And then he says, Shekal b'nebachal malachim shalafanav shalachrav matzinu b'em chait chutz miyotam. Every king had something wrong, except for Yotam. David had Uriah Chiti, the story with Bathsheba. Rak Uriah Chiti, Shlomo, Nashav Hitu Levavo, Rechavam, Azav Estaras Hashem, right? He listened to the young and not the old. Avia, Vayel B'kol Chatos Aviv, Asa, he goes through every king. Hotzi, Kesav Ezav, Meos Beis Hashem, Asa gave all the treasures. V'nasa Nanavi, Beis Hamapechos. Yoshafat, right? He was good, but then he was Mitchaber. Mitchaber L'Rashi Yehoram, Harag Achiv. Achazio, Imo Yoatz Dol Harshia. Yoash, right, we learned that a few parakim ago. Harag Zacharia, Vinase Kodesh, right? He allowed himself to become an deified by the people around him. Amatzia, remember they said, oh, you're in the Kodesh Kodashim for 6 years, you must be holy. Amatzia, Hishtachba L'Psilei Seir. Amatzia won the war, he defeated Edom, and then he took their gods back. Uzio, Nichnas L'Hechalatir. Achaz, right, Yotam's son, Holach B'Darkei Melech Yisrael. V'Gamasa Matzevos L'Bailam. Chizkio, who was a tzaddik. Gav alibo vayialav ketzef al shlosha lahodulo. Right, Chizkio didn't do perfect. Menashe, Asahara, Yoshio, he was also a tzaddik. But at the end, when he was told not to go to war, lo shama divrei nevua, mipi elokim, tzidkio, Asahara, velo nichna mepnei Yirmiyo. Aval, finishing up, Yotam lo nimsa bo shum dofi. We don't have any evidence. V'kach amarli, Rabbi Elazar bar Moshe. The Mefarish quotes. So that's an amazing comment. If you look in the Radak, maybe the Radak wouldn't agree, because the Radak holds that you can understand the end of Pasuk Beis as something a little difficult. That he says he didn't go to the Heichal Hashem. The Radak says maybe like because he didn't Pashup Shad, he didn't sin like his father. But maybe it means because his father was got saras in the Heichal Hashem, he stayed away from the Heichal Hashem. He shouldn't have stayed away. He should have gone there and brought karbanos. But instead he stayed outside and brought bamos. Pirish. Rak lo ba'el Heichal Hashem ba'avur shenichshal bo ozio aviv. Because his father was nichshal there. Lo ratzal lihi kanes sham lihispalel ulahakriv karbanosav. He didn't want to go into Davin. Why not? So what? Your father had an episode there. You still go in, but again, this might be a little bit of a negative. He was makrav bamos, and maybe that led to the next phrase, says the Radak. If the king is not going into the Beis HaMikdash, so we're not going, right? They're always one level removed. So he didn't focus on the mikdash, and that was the a problem a little bit that you could suggest. The mikdash also had to be the center. We know there's a machlokes Rambam and the Ramban in terms of what the Beis HaMikdash was supposed to be and supposed to symbolize and where the kedusha flows from. Right, and a fascinating machlokes which might have lishitasos in a few other contexts. The Rambam says the Beis HaMikdash is a place where we create the Kedusha, we go be Ola Regel and bring Karbanas. That's the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBechira. Mitzvah asei la'asos bayis l'Hashem. It's a mitzvah to make a house for Hashem. So what could the Rambam have said? A place where Hashem could rest his presence. Doesn't say that. Mitzvah asei la'asos bayis l'Hashem. Muchan lihios makrivim bo'a karbanos. A place where we can bring karbanos and go three times a year. The Mishkan is explained in the Torah. That was temporary. And then they come in and they build a mikdash. But the Rambam's focus of Beis HaMikdash is a place where we bring karbanos, a place where we get together. And the Ramban, as is known, the Ramban says more than once that the Beis HaMikdash is a hemshich of the Mishkan, which is a hemshich of Har Sinai, a place where Hashem can rest his presence. The Rabban says it's both in his Akdamah to Sefer Shmos and his Akdamah to Parshas Truma. Beginning of Sefer Shmos, the Rabban calls this Sefer HaGeula, Galus V'Geula Mimenu. The Rabban says, Hishlam HaKasev Sefer Breishis, Su Sefer Yitzira, Bechidish HaOlam Yitziras Kol Notzar. Breishis was completed. That was the Sefer of creation, the creation of the world, and the creation of the Jewish nation. Ubimikre ha'avos kulam shein ki'inyin yitzira lazaram. Right, the Ramban quotes Ma'isav was similar banim as yitzira labanim. It is a creation for future generations. As the Ramban back in the beginning of Bereishis, Paul Dimion, a physical act which reflects something in the future. Mipnei shakal mikrayim v'tzirei dvarim lirmoz lo'odia kala asilav alehem. The whole Bereishis is to allude and to foreshadow what's going to be. V'yacharisha hishlam ha'yitzira. After the creation is finished, that's Bereishis, Hizchil Sefer Acher, Be'inyin Hamaisa Haba Min Aramazim Ahem. Now starts the Simon Labanim. The Yetzir Labanim starts. The Nisyachit Sefer Ve'el Shmos Be'inyin Hagolus Harishon, Vahanigzar Befeirish, Ubegeula Mimenu. Sefer Shmos is called the Golus Harishon and the Geula from it. The entire Sefer is the Geula from it. So where does Geula end? V'lachain, you might have thought, so it should end in Yisrael. L'chein chazar v'hizchil B'shemos Yardim Mitzrayim U'misparam Avu B'shekfar Nechtav. It says it already. Said it in Vayigash. It says it again. The names Ki Bavur Zeb Bavur Ki Ridasam Sham Hu Reishes Hagalus Kimeos Huchal. There it was the Avos, and now it's the Banim. Kinei Hagalus, and now he quotes the line Einenu Nishlam Ad Yom Shamalas Avosim Yeshuvu, to reach the level of their forefathers. Ukshiyatsum Mitzrayim Avu B'sheyatsum Beis Avadim Adayin Yechashvu Golim Ki Ayu Be'eres Lolahem. But the ultimate level is Ukishabo El Har Sinai Vaasu Mikdash Mishkan Vishala Karish Barhu Vihishra Shinaso Benayam Az Shavu Amalasavo Samsha Yesoda Loka Ale Ahaleyam. The Mishkan is the Hemshech of Har Sinai, and he says it even more mefurish in the beginning of Truma, where again he has a Hagdama to Truma. He says it's roy for Bnei Yisrael to have a mikdash lahashos shchinaso b'nehem. For a place, what's the mikdash about? The Rambam said to bring karbanos. The Ramban says to have a place where Hashem could rest his shchina. V'lachein tziva tchila al kol devar mishkan sheyilo bayis besocha mikudash l'shmo. Right, v'shachati besocha. V'sham yidaber Moshe. V'yitzavez Bnei Yisrael v'nei ikar achevet hu b'mishkan. Malka menuchas hashchina shehua aron. V'soda mishkan. The secret of the Mishkan is that the kavod that was on Har Sinai should continue to rest in the Mishkan. That is the Ramban Shita. So very different than the Rambam. Again, you might generalize this to say that the Rambam believes in the Kedusha coming from us. We are Makadesh, while the Ramban is more about that it comes from above. And this comes up in other places as well. I think I mentioned in the past the Machlokas about Lashon HaKodesh. The Ramban quotes the Meron Nevuchim, the Rambam, in the beginning of Parsha Kisisa, about Shekel HaKodesh. So he relates it to Lashon HaKodesh. Why is what we call Hebrew, why is Lashon HaKodesh called Lashon HaKodesh? So the Rambam says, because we make it holy by not having any dirty words, not having any curse words. There's no dirty words, what we would call them, in the language, says the Rambam. Al tachshav shenikra lushoninu lashon hakodesh l'ga'avaseinu o l'ta'useinu. No. Lo yimsu bo shemos la'ever habi'ila b'zachar v'nekeva. There's no separate word for the male or female organ. Right, it's just the Aver Azachar. V'lo l'tipo l'shesen. Right, what about for urine? Right, it's just Mei Raglayim. Right, Mei Raglayim, water of the legs. Right, Beis Hakisei, a bathroom. Right, which is the house with a chair. Right, so these are words that just bikinoi. These are all kinoi. And the Ramban says, oh, so it means like we sanctify it by not using it improperly. The Ramban says, you know why Lashon HaKodesh called Lashon HaKodesh? Because Hashem created the world with Lashon HaKodesh. And Hashem speaks to his Nevi'im in Lashon HaKodesh. Mipnei shedivrei Torah v'nevuos v'chol divrei kedusha kulam b'lashon hu nemru. But if somebody's a Navi and he doesn't speak the language, he's not going to get nevuah except in Hebrew, except in Lashon HaKodesh. He's not going to get nevuah in his mama Lashon. That's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to, that's Hashem's language. V'hinei hu ha-Lashon sh'HaKadosh Baruch Hu yis'ale shmo midaber bo im nevi'av v'im adaso. Anochi v'lo yi'alacha v'shar divros ha-Torah v'ha-nevuah. All that's Eretz Dibros. Ubo Nikra b'Shemos of Hakadoshim, and his Shemos, his holy names, are in Hebrew, are in Lashon HaKodesh. Kel Elokim Tzvakos, Shakai Yudke v'Shem Agadol Hamiyuchan. Ubo Bara Olamo. Right, and he created the world. That's Ish Kimi Ish Lukachazos V'Kar Shemos Shemayim V'Aretz V'Chol Asher Bam U'Malachav. Right, Michael Gavriel, the names of the Malachim. They're all Hebrew. They're all Lashon HaKodesh. U'malachav v'chol tzvav kulam b'shem yikra michal gavriel b'lashon ahu u'bo kara shemos l'kdoshim asher ba'aretz avrim yisrael yakov shlomo v'zu lasam. That's the, so again, the Ramban saying it's coming from above, like the Makom HaMikdash, and the Rambam saying it's coming from below, and there could be other related issues to that. So again, though, according to the Radak, so he didn't go into the Mikdash. He didn't go into the Mikdash, and instead he brought bamos. Is it ever okay to bring a bama? To bring on a bama. So again, when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, okay. Right, the Mishnah, the beginning, the last parak of Zvachim, talks about the halachic history of bamos. When they were mutter, and when they were usser. Right, the Rambam quotes this in the second halacha there. We read the first halacha before, in Beis HaBechira. The Rambam quotes in the second halacha, the history, based on the Mishnah, Masechta Zvachim. Kiva Shenechri Yisrael La'aretz, Vemidu HaMishkan BeGilgal, Arbas Reishana, the first 14 years, they had the Mishkan in Gilgal, Umisham Ba'u L'Shilo. And then they came to Shilo, Ubanu Sham, Bayeshel Avanim. There in Shilo, they built a house of a Mishkan of stone, Uparsu Yerios HaMishkan Allah, but they had still had a curtain on top of the Hayesham Tikra. Ushlosh Beos Vatesha Vashishim Shana, 369 years in Shilo, Amar Mishkan Shilo, Ukshemes Eli Charav, Ubo Lenov, Ubanu Sham Mikdash, Ukshemes Shmuel, Charav. They went to Nov. Ubo LeGivon, Ubanu Sham Mikdash. Umi Givon, Bo'u LeBeis Olamim. And the next one was in Yerushalayim. If you may know the Givon, Sheva V'chamishim Shana. 57 years for Nov and Givon. So again, each time. Up first there was a Heter Bamos, and there was an Isser Bamos. Then there was a Heter Bamos during the 14 years. Then there was an Isser Bamos, Bimei Shilo, Heter, and Isser continuing until Yerushalayim. And then it was Usser forever. The Meshech Chachma tries to make Shalom between the Rambam and the Ramban, relating to another machlokas. We know in the beginning of Vayikra, the Ramban quotes the Rambam, that the Rambam quotes the Mernevuchim, that karbanos are just anti-Avodah Zarah. People have a taiva to give to Avodah Zarah, so karbanos are kind of, Hashem says, you don't want to give karbanos? Fine, give it to me. The Ramban says, no, karbanos are something positive inherently from the word karav. Close. After all, the Ramban says, Adam brought a carbon, there was no Avodah Zarah in the world. Noach brought karbanos. There was no Avodah Zarah in the world. So obviously there's something more constructive and positive inherently to a karban than just what the Rambam says. So the Meshech Chachma in his Hakdama to Sefer Vayikra tries to make shalom between the Rambam and the Ramban. V'ulai, the Ramban's Lashon, the Meshech Chachma quotes, I love this Lashon. V'Ramban v'siyato amru ki hu l'karev kol ha-kochos ha-olamos. No, the karbanos are about creating, doing something with the spiritual forces. V'inyin elektri ruchani, spiritually electric. Asher bepu'ulos ha-kohen asa gvohos bo'olamos shonim ki yadua. Amazing things happen in Shemayim. V'ulai, and then the Meshech Chachma says, Yesh lahachriya, maybe I can make a pshara. Ki karbanos bama heim rak laharchik as avodah zarah mi levoas am Yisrael. The Rambam is right. Anti-avodah zarah, those are karbanos on a bama. Lachain tziva ki aktiru l'shem shamayim. Lo kemer karbanos beis hamigdash heima vade lakarif ha'olamos ulachaber dodim. In the Mikdash, in the Mishkan, that's the Ramban. Outside the Bamos, that's the Rambam. So maybe you could make shalom between the two, and then he talks more about the issue of Bamos. Okay, this is the Meshech Chachma. So getting back to the Psukim. So according to most, Yotam was perfect. No sins that we're aware of. Again, even though he's not on the list of the four people who never sinned, that's interesting. He's not on that list. But according to the Mefarish here, he didn't do anything wrong as being a king. Hu bana, Pasuk Gimel continues. Hu bana es shar beis Hashem ha'elyon. He built up a few things. Uvachom asa ofel bana larov. Va'arim bana bahar Yehuda. He built cities. Uvacharashim bana. And in forest, biraniyosu migdalim. He built other towers. Vahu nilcham in melech b'nei Amon. He fought. He fought wars. Vayechzak aleihem. Vayitin lo b'nei Amon. Bashana he. Amon paid him tribute. Me'akigar kesef. Money. Vaseres alafim korim chitim. Usarim aleseres alafim. Barley and wheat. Right, barley, that was major. That was major. All bread comes from barley and wheat, right? The two karbanos that we know of relating to tvua is barley and wheat. We know the karbana omer that's brought on the second day of Pesach is from barley, and that matirs the chadash in the world. And then shtei alechem brought on shvuas is from the new wheat that grew, and that matirs karbanas mincha in the Beis HaMikdash. But again, barley and wheat, those are the two symbols. So these are the two tributes that he got. Bread itself obviously is a staple. And full of mitzvahs. There's a great, based on Yerushalmi in Maseches Chala, the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Kuf Samach Zayin, in Arachayim, in Hilchos Betzias HaPas, the Shulchan Aruch says, when you make a motzi, Yitin Shtei Yadav Al HaPas B'Shaz HaBracha, hold the bread, Sheyesh Bahen Eser Etzbaos, 10 fingers on your two hands, Keneged Eser Mitzvos Atzluyos B'Pas, Keneged the 10 mitzvahs that we do before we get to eating the bread. Lakach Yesh Eser Tevos, that's why there are also 10 words in the Bracha of Amotzi, and 10 words in Pasuk Masmiach Hatzela Behema, and 10 words in the Pasuk Enichol Lachay Saberu, it's all in Shulchan Aruch, and 10 words in Eretz Chita Sora, and 10 words in V'yitan Lacha. Okay, a lot of tens. That's with the 10 fingers as we hold the bread. What are the 10 mitzvahs? It's the Yerushalmi, the end of the first Berakah and Challah. The Isser of the kilaya behema, when you plow, either when you plant, not planting kilayim, bishas disha, not muzzling your animal, that's 3. And then, leket shechapeya, that's 6, Shruma, Maiser Rishon, Maiser Sheni, Chala. That's 10. So you have, again, Charisha, Kilai Charisha, and Kilai Zaria, and Chasima, those three, and then Lekat Shikapeya, Shuma, Maiser Rishon, Maiser Sheni, Chala. Those are the 10 in Grab. But again, these are the tributes that Yot from Amon after he defeated them. He got strong because he followed Hashem. Everything read the rest of Yotam. Ksuvim. I'll say from Alfi Yisrael Yehuda. Look elsewhere. And Benesra repeats. He was 25. 16 years he was the Melech. Vayishkav Yotam in Mavosav. And Yotam dies. Vayikroso Beir David. He's buried. And his Malchus, the first one in a long time that was not murdered and died in with Saras, Vayimloch Achaz Beno Tachtav. He was not able to influence the people around him, and he was not able to influence Achaz, as we will see. Okay, we will stop here.